This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's the weirdest thing. I feel like I've been in a coma for about 20 years, and I'm just now waking up.
Showtime! Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready!
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I look out for this show, and it's awful really to listen to you in that monotonic tone. I'll have a mono with tonic. That should be a drink.
I think so.
Jeff Lutz.
Monotonic? That's a mathematics term. Monotonic. Oh, I doubt that's a word.
Okay, what is this, a stupid contest?
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
No logic, no reason, no explanation. Just a prolonged nightmare.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Bob and Jeff on KFH. A little podcast, a little few extra minutes for you on a Monday, a snowy Monday. Max Power is our producer and engineer. Back in the East Wichita studio. We're in the West Wichita basement studio. So we talked in our first hour about the four divisional games in the NFL. They've left us with Philadelphia, Washington, Kansas City, Buffalo coming up in the conference championship games on Sunday. And I hope for a good day, maybe have a few people over. You're certainly welcome to come by Monday or Sunday if you it fits into your schedule.
Can't happen.
Why is that?
Gotta work.
Gotta work on the conference championship day?
Yeah, I'm gonna be doing live blog. I'll do stuff on social media. I'll have a good time with it. People got angry the other night on social media.
Why?
Because they're dumb. I said something after the Chiefs went up by 11 late. I said it's 23-11 or whatever it was, 23-12. If we're being honest, this one's over. People got angry about that.
Why'd they get angry?
Some of them thought I was jinxing the Chiefs, and some of them thought this is a news source that's showing this bias. Like, shut up.
Well, that is a little bias.
It is?
What if I'm from Houston and I want to...
The game was over. I think we all knew it.
What if I'm from Houston?
I'll put some Houston stuff up there on the blog.
Well, I guess we won't be having you over Sunday.
No, and I got to work on my Joe Auer piece, too, this weekend.
When's that going to hit
it's supposed to hit the
website?
Next Monday.
Are you on target for that?
It depends. I got to transcribe a lot of things.
You still got to transcribe?
Well, you took that day away from me on Friday. When you made me come in here, and I worked Saturday on the Chiefs.
Well, what'd you do all day today?
I took the day off.
See, that's the difference between you and me. That is the absolute...
I wasn't going to go into work today.
Well, you can transcribe at home.
Nah, my laptop sucks.
Well, get a new one.
It's hard to type on it.
Get a new laptop.
I need the three-dimensional keys, you know what I'm saying? Not the flat keys.
Well, I don't know what that means. You mean like this keyboard here?
Yeah, I'm typing much better on.
Yeah, I like this a lot. I'd struggle with that.
Yeah, I'm not good at that.
But all you got to do is buy a keyboard.
I don't have one.
Well, you know how much they are?
Uh-uh.
Like $10.
I don't know if I have that.
I mean, what's wrong, man?
If I'm working, I'm going to be at work, right?
I work all the time here.
I know, but I don't work at home.
This is my escape. This truly is where I spend a lot of my time.
If I'm going to be working, I'm going to go to work. And it doesn't matter. I might have could have gone in today.
I've worked from anywhere.
That's fine.
In my career.
I keep my world separate. If I'm at home, I'm going to be at home, my friends.
No, that's not how
And if I'm at work, I'm going to be at work.
That's one area.
They don't let me home from work, so I'm not going to work from home.
That's one advantage I've always had over you.
Until they start letting me take naps at work, I'm not going to work from home.
I've never thought like that in my life. I've never had that mindset.
What mindset?
I'm going to work wherever I am.
I'm going to work at work.
What a weak... I mean, that production never happens with that thinking.
Did you see a lot of other people from Channel 12 going in Saturday when they didn't need to? That's a volunteer basis, my friend. No one told me to do that.
Well, what'd you do?
Blogged. And so I just told you what I did.
Well, you
kept folks abreast of the Chiefs situation.
Well, get that Joe Auer story done.
I'm going to get it done.
That's the number one thing. If that's not done Monday of next week... I'm going to rip you to shreds
here. If it's not done Monday, it'll be done
Thursday. I'll rip you
Thursday.
To shreds here.
I wouldn't.
You've kept that poor man waiting for 2 years.
I was waiting until he announced his retirement.
No, you weren't. And if you keep him waiting any longer...
I don't think he's lost a wink of sleep over.
Listen, he's only got a month left.
I understand. It will be done. Trust me, I've done a lot of work. On this story.
I'm going to stay on you.
I don't need to be stayed on. That's going to make me retreat. How about you just let me do it?
If you don't get that done.
Now I'm less motivated.
Really?
Yeah. This is my. This
to
is,
honor your friend Joe
This
Auer
is my baby.
With a story about his career.
And his life and everything.
You're less motivated.
Yeah. By you doing that.
What a terrible look.
Now, if Joe said, hey, get on this, buddy, and we need it. Yeah.
I'm going to tell him to say that to you.
Talked to his parents the other day. They were fantastic.
Well, I hope you get it done.
There's no hope. I'm going to get it done.
I'm not convinced.
I don't care if you're convinced.
I really am not.
I really don't care.
I think it's 70%.
No, it's 100% that it's going to get done. There's no question about it.
I hope so. I'm looking forward to it.
I don't hope. I know that it will.
I just hope. That's all I got is hope.
No, we don't hope around here. Either we make it happen or we don't. There's no hope.
I'm going to stick with hope.
There's no hopes. Hope is empty.
Shocker basketball, where are you?
The same place I was Saturday morning.
Now they have a couple of games coming up on the road at Memphis and Tulsa, I believe.
I know it's Memphis on Thursday.
Both of those games will be tough.
Is Tulsa
Memphis
good?
No, but they're okay at home.
Yeah, the Shockers are not.
They're not. They're not good. But
watch them beat Memphis. I mean, can you figure? I don't think they will. But man, this team is just.
I don't think they're capable of beating Memphis this year. I think in past years maybe I could buy it. But I don't think so. So yeah, that one coming up Thursday. Shockers are now 11-7 after a what? 10-2
at least.
10-2 start. Let's see. They were 10-2, 10-3, and now they're 11-7. They've lost 4 of their last 5 to Temple, South Florida, Texas, San Antonio. Good grief. I mean, come on.
NECU.
And I can lose to ECU long before I'm going to lose to Texas.
They're both bad. ECU's not good and was not a good shooting team that, again, shot well against Wichita State because the defensive resistance isn't really there as much as you'd want it to be. But we'll see. Paul Mills did show up for the post-game presser after the loss.
What do you have to say?
Nothing. But at least he showed up.
So Tulsa coming off a loss to South Florida, which also beat the Shockers. And they'll face Wichita State in Tulsa coming up on Sunday. So we'll see. A couple games this week. They are not the talk of the town, to say the least.
No,
and Shocker basketball needs to be the talk of the town.
I agree.
That's what we've had for decades.
What is the talk of the town?
There's no talk.
No?
Chiefs.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are the talk of this town. They're the talk of a lot of towns.
Most of the tri-state area.
And that's okay.
Is there a...
You know, I didn't used to care for the Chiefs for many, many years. Everything about them got on my nerves. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But then I covered them, and that lessened a little bit.
Didn't that game Saturday kind of get on your nerves a little bit?
No.
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 All right.
No. I can't say that it did.
Let's go back to the phrase tri-state area. If you
there's not a tri-state area here.
There's three states everywhere.
No, you can't make tri-state area work for Kansas.
Why?
Okay, who's your other tri-state besides Missouri, Kansas?
I think it's Nebraska.
No, that doesn't work.
I think it's Nebraska.
That doesn't work.
Well, why do tri-states work?
There are places where tri-state area work.
Where?
New Jersey, New York, Connecticut.
What about Delaware? What about Pennsylvania?
Nah, it doesn't work there. Doesn't work there.
They're all there.
They gotta be connected.
What about the Quad Cities? Is there only one of those?
Don't try to distract me. Here's the Shockers'
this is the
remaining
kind of stuff
schedule:
that fascinates
at Memphis, at Tulsa, home against North Texas, which looks like a decent team, at Charlotte, which is a bad team, at South Florida, which beat the Shockers. Home against Texas San Antonio, Memphis home, at Florida Atlantic, Tulane, UAB, at North Texas, at Rice, Tulsa. So they still have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 13 games left. Is that good or bad?
I don't know. It's nothing. It's start winning, and then it'll be something. Here are the tri-state areas in the United States. You got one, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. Then you have Philadelphia, tri-state area, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware. Pittsburgh is Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia. Cincinnati includes Indiana, Kentucky.
Right. Cincinnati's a tri-state
Ohio
area.
Three states, Texas. That's a small community on the borders of Texas, Arkansas, and Louisiana. And get this one. The historic tri-state mining district includes parts of southwest Missouri, northeast Oklahoma, and southeast Kansas.
Well, but that's not Kansas City.
But it's the tri-state area.
Yeah, but that's not Kansas City.
I didn't say it was.
That's Joplin.
Fine.
That's the southwestern part of Missouri. That's not where Kansas City is.
I didn't
Again,
say it
your
was.
Geography is way off.
All I said was
you
that
you acted like that was a victory for you.
It was.
You acted like that. You know, you said Missouri, Nebraska, Kansas.
Yeah, I did say that, but
that's wrong.
But you said Kansas wasn't a part of a tri-state area.
They're not.
Not technically, but they were.
That doesn't count.
And all I said was that the Chiefs were the talk of the tri-state area.
They're not the talk of Oklahoma.
Interesting.
They're not the talk of Oklahoma.
Okay.
Oklahoma's Cowboys country.
Yeah, sure. Even northeast Oklahoma?
There's probably a few Chiefs fans in Oklahoma.
Surely there are.
It's not Chiefs country.
It's not the talk of...
Chiefs country is Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska.
Thank you. Iowa.
Part of Iowa, although Iowa is a big...
Green Bay and Packers and Bills and Bears and Buffs and...
Right. You sound like a moron. You don't know anything.
You keep saying right.
Here's a problem. You don't know anything.
Ask me anything. I'll give you the answer.
You spout off, but you don't really know anything.
Well, ask me. Did you know what a tri-state area? What is a tri-state area?
It's an area where there's three states.
It's where they meet.
Right.
Not just where there are three states, but they
sure.
their borders touch.
Of course that's what a tri-state area is.
Has to be.
But you, the problem with you is you don't know anything.
You didn't know that. And now a lot of other people know that, too. Because we told them.
Chiefs have become, while they've become extremely popular with their fan base and expanded their fan base tremendously, they are also now the most hated team by far.
Of course.
In the National Football League.
That comes with the territory.
It's not even close. It used to be Dallas.
New England for a long time.
Yeah, New England for a while.
It's the team that's the most threatening. The team that is winning the most.
But were the 49ers ever just hated?
You can answer that. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Maybe not. Well, they had Jerry Rice. He was hard to hate.
Montana was hard to
hate. I don't think a lot of people hated
Bill
Joe
Walsh
Montana.
Was hard to hate. Steve Young, hard to hate.
I don't know. I don't know if they were hated.
Doesn't feel like they were to
me. Doesn't seem like it.
But the Chiefs are hated. We got one on our show, Max. Can't stand them.
Do you think if Jaden Daniels wins 5 Super Bowls that he'll hate Jaden Daniels like he hates Patrick Mahomes?
I don't know.
Like, because it is kind of all about he's not going to get close to Brady.
Well, Mahomes is knocking on that door. And he's still, what, 27?
Something like that, 28.
And they look like they've got a pretty good club next year. I don't know if Kelce will be back.
I don't know. I'm sure whatever holes that they have, they'll figure out a way to either disguise them or fill them.
And if I'm Andy Reid, I'm not going anywhere.
Why would he?
As long as I can coach this guy. Right?
Yeah, that would help.
You with me?
Yeah. He doesn't need to. He's still a great coach and very viable.
The best coach.
Sure, up there.
No, I'm talking about, you can start to put him in the discussion in when you're talking about the greatest coaches ever.
Well, he's got 300 wins career, postseason and regular season. That's pretty good. Yeah, he's in the top 5 coaches of all time at worst, I would say.
Plus, just seems like a good guy, right?
Seems like it. I don't know. I don't
Belichick
know.
Belichick is obviously in the discussion. Probably would get the most votes. But who ever wanted to hear him talk?
Do we want to hear Andy Reid talk?
Sure I do.
Has he ever said anything interesting?
He's funny.
He is? I don't think he is.
I do. I've listened to him.
You've laughed at something he said?
Have you not seen the Geico commercials?
Are they funny?
You've never seen them.
I've seen
this
them.
This is another problem.
This is...
You don't watch television.
I don't watch commercials. That's sure correct.
It's a problem.
The TV goes on mute when the commercials come on.
Max, let's get a break in. We'll come back and do our Bob and Jeff draft here on the podcast only, hour number 2, the Bob and Jeff Show. We'll pick current quarterbacks. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
It's been a little while since I heard this one. Indiana Wants Me from R. Dean Taylor. One and Done, the musical theme. All right, good stuff. All right, we're going to do the Bob and Jeff draft. It's been a while. Max, you still have the music for that? Of course he does. Yeah, here we go. We're going to pick eight quarterbacks each. Or did we just make it seven since both of us will have Mahomes on our list?
Let's pick seven each.
So that we can avoid the person with Mahomes in our tri-state area.
Exactly.
We'll win that vote pretty handily. So we'll both start with Mahomes, and we'll pick seven quarterbacks each. Jeff, please flip the coin.
I'm not ready for this right now.
I'm ready out of the chute.
Call it.
Heads. It is tails. Do you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Okay, I will pick Josh Allen.
I'll pick Lamar and Burrow.
Well, you think you've won it now.
I kind of have.
You probably have, because there's a significant fall off.
See, I don't think we both should have gotten Mahomes, because now I'd only have...
All right, I'll take Mahomes.
No, it's too late now.
No, that evens it up.
No, absolutely not.
Jackson and Burrow. Okay, let's start over. You win the pick. You win the flip of the coin. Do you want to go first or second?
No, we're not starting over.
No, we are starting over, because I didn't think about how this would be.
Fine.
Because after those...
I'll go second.
All right, you'll go second.
Yeah.
All right. I'll give you no. I'll take Mahomes.
Then I'll take Allen and Jackson.
I'll take Burrow. And
yeah, boy. Good luck.
Well, don't tell me that. Don't tell me that.
Good luck.
I'll take Baker Mayfield. Current quarterbacks.
I'll take Jaden Daniels. And that's...
You're going on... Yeah, you're taking him at a time when his stock has never been higher.
And that's the end of the draft. I don't think there are any good quarterbacks left to pick. Do you?
It gets a little tougher.
There's nobody. Not him. No. No. This is bad. This gets thin quickly. I guess I'll take Bo Nix.
Bo Nix? I'll take Goff. I mean, my God, he ranked fourth in touchdown passes. This year, he ranked very high and second in yardage, and you're just laughing at the guy.
Yeah, I am.
The guy's a good player. I don't know why.
He's not a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Well, there very few are. Who are they? Neither is Josh Allen.
Not
or
yet.
Lamar Jackson.
Not yet. But Goff will not take a team, and he can't. They need an upgrade. They need to figure out their situation.
If that's your criteria...
Make a pick.
Geno Smith, who, by the way, ranked fourth in yardage this year.
Good.
And ranked down a little bit in touchdowns. But that's okay. We still love him.
I'll take Stroud and Herbert.
Well, you're taking the guys that have the reputations but didn't necessarily have very good years.
We'll see.
So you're trying to trick the listening audience.
I think Stroud is going to be better than a lot of guys
on this
list.
You're trying to trick the listening audience.
You
can't trick them.
I'm just making my picks, man.
No, you're trying to trick people.
I don't want to trick anybody.
I didn't see Herbert do anything in the playoffs.
He was awful, but
I didn't see Stroud do anything.
He won a game.
So far, your quarterbacks in the playoffs are 1-1.
They all made it, right?
2-0. Daniels 2-0. Nick's 0-1. Stroud 0-1.
Stroud's 1-1.
1-1. So you've got 4-6-4.
What do you have? 0-1.
I got guys who didn't get to the playoffs.
Right,
Mike. I'm in trouble. My next guy would be Jordan Love. 0-1 in the playoffs.
Yeah, good pick.
And after that, current quarterbacks. I mean, the guy had a great year. Sam Darnold.
Great.
0-1. 2, 3, 4. You got 2 to pick.
Give me Brock Purdy. Okay.
Now that's funny.
A guy who only wins a lot sometimes.
Except this year.
And give me. Starts to fall off a little bit. It already has started to fall. Give me Matt Stafford.
Well, that's a decent pick. I can't argue with that.
Decent. You have one left?
I have one left. And, I guess I got to go Jalen Hurts, right?
Yikes. I guess.
Well, I mean, he's got a chance to get his team to the Super Bowl.
He has before.
Right. So that's actually getting a team to the Super Bowl.
Brock Purdy did.
Boys,
so did Brock.
Unlike your vaunted people.
Brock did it.
Mahomes, Burrow, Mayfield, Goff, Smith, Love, Darnold, Hurts, Allen Jackson, Daniels. Allen Jackson. Well, way down yonder in the Chattahoochee, never.
Knew how much that muddy water meant to
me. I know that.
But I learned how to swim.
Oh, God.
And I learned how to love.
You sent me a video last week.
It was so good.
Of you singing.
Yeah, it was good.
Why'd you do that?
It was good.
No, tell me why you did it.
It was good.
Because it was shortly after my video went crazy.
Yeah, I told you if you wanted to share it, and we'll let people decide. You didn't, so it's all good. Next.
Why didn't you? No, I want to talk about it some more. Why didn't you share it?
Because you got more people and more followers and more, it'd be a more impartial audience. Or maybe they'd be partial towards you. But it's too late now.
It is too late now, and yeah. I considered sharing it, but I didn't.
It's pretty.
And
pretty
you talk about lack of stage presence.
Pretty solid performance. Well, I was filming myself, so
it
I don't know how much.
Dreadful.
I don't know how much stage presence there was going to be.
Well, it's stage presence.
You had either, none.
You either got it or you don't.
Thought I sang well. Anyway, my list:
Allen, Jackson, Daniels, Nick, Stroud, Herbert, Purdy, and Stafford.
I think I win going away.
Max, Max is going to vote for you.
But we'll see.
Josh Allen.
He's usually.
And I have Patrick Mahomes.
He's usually pretty down the middle on stuff
Max,
like
who,
this.
Max, who won?
First of all, I will never hate Jaden Daniels at all. Never.
Even if he wins 5 Super Bowls?
I don't care if he wins 5 Super Bowls. Oh, look, I have a high ankle sprain. They're lying about injuries. Oh, look. Let's call roughing the passer when he's a runner. Okay, yeah. I didn't see 2 roughing the passer calls on Stroud. Who was missing? Tank Daniels and Stephon Diggs.
Tank Dell.
He's good.
Yeah, big deal. Play with what you got. Yeah. Chiefs were missing Rashee Rice all year long.
What was he, racing down in Dallas?
I love the Chiefs, Mac.
You've
made me love them.
They're done this week,
like
boy.
My mother feeding me broccoli.
Only the refs can save them. You guys missed, I don't care what you say, but Drake May is going to be great.
I almost picked him, but I didn't. He's not great yet.
He's not. He might be okay.
But they have the most cap space, and they have Mike Vrabel. He'll be great.
We'll see.
Bo Nix was good. I like Jeff's list, except for Purdy.
Well, yeah, Jeff. Jeff is.
He's got a lot of wins, and he went to the Super Bowl.
He's on a. Yeah, he had some good receipts. He had the stuff, but he didn't. He could have won it, and he didn't.
He's good for a seventh rounder.
What this list showed you is that there are
four
quarterbacks
good.
With Daniels right there.
Yeah, right,
and
definitely.
Those are the five quarterbacks that you got to have. After that, it's a complete crapshoot.
Stafford had a good year.
He's okay. He's still good as a veteran quarterback. He's okay. He's not in that realm.
He won a ring.
He's not in the Mahomes, Allen, Jackson, Burrow realm with Jaden Daniels coming quickly.
You got to remember, he spent a lot of years in Detroit.
Right. We're gonna call it a day. Thank you to everyone for listening. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to talk to former Shocker Manny Seferis, who played on the 1964-65 Final Four team. They're reuniting at the Drury Inn coming up in February. 60 years.
Crazy.
Going to talk to him tomorrow on the show, and we look forward to that. All right, thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.